was just awesome having Dr. Gary Cook, also known as Spirit Walker, on as our first guest. But boy, did we have some crazy hiccups with the technicalities. So those of you who tuned in for that, you know, we are, I know that you've gotten the ebook that Gary has written. I apologize that you were not able to see his face. And anyway, we'll just say that this week with Helen Barnes is going to be a lot smoother because we got to work some kinks out, and we're just believing that the waves are going to move more smoothly, okay? But sometimes when you first hit the beginnings, you got to have the challenges come up. So we had some technical challenges around posting the radio show as well. So those of you who have been waiting, just know that today you're getting all three shows. Today's show, last week's show, and the week before. So again, for those of you who missed it, I'm going to just give a recap about what happened with our fasting. Okay, two weeks ago today, I was led by the Holy Spirit when I was walking the dog. I'm going to tell you, I'm just, you know, folks, I'm just being moved by the hand of the divine, and these shows are just showing up as they do, as divinely guided. So I have really, for the most part, just turned it over to the Holy Spirit and just allowing for Spirit to bring to me what's the current right thing to bring through on the show for all of our listeners. And 2 weeks ago, I kept getting a blank through the week. I was like, well, you know, the divine wants me to hang out until the last moment. This is going to be in the moment energy coming through on that show. And while I was walking Chachi, my little fluffy doggy, that morning, the word fasting came to me. And I was, you know, that I'm going to say now that I look back on it, I realize that that word came through and on a twofold basis. For two reasons, that word came through. And one was for me to start sharing with you about the power and the gifts that fasting brings. And secondly, was the gift that my own fast was going to bring that I didn't even know about in the moment. So 2 weeks ago, excuse me, on the show, I spontaneously decided and announced to all of our listeners that I was going to go on a 3-day progressive fast. I'd already had a protein shake for breakfast. So I said, all right, I've only had liquids today. I'm going to have thick liquids today. So I had a protein shake for breakfast and then a chowder, like some soup for lunch and dinner on the Friday. And then Saturday would be juices and Sunday just water. So this was a 3-day progressive fast, not for weight loss, not just to detox my body, but because I was called by that which we call God to do that. You know, fast came to me. And then as I was speaking about it, I felt prompted in my own spirit to take this action and to let it be a testimony to all of you tuning in. So my intention with the fasting was to uphold. So when I just say the word intention, so I was standing in fasting and prayer, not just a fast, but fasting and prayerful intention for the divine to bring through support for the finances of the radio show. Because, you know, I declared long ago that this show is not going to be in the old energy, in the normal way of knocking on businesses' doors or calling companies and getting them to advertise. So you're not going to hear any ads here for Michelin tires or Burger King or hair products, you know, that are not connected to our own community and listeners. So that everything that comes through here is within this energy, this spirit, and showing the support and the generosity of our own listeners and of the divine, okay, and of God's own hand bringing supernaturally the support for this show, okay? So we're not doing it the old linear way. So I upheld for the financing of the show through my fasting and prayerful intention, and within one day, we had $1,020 contributed. So we had a lovely contribution from Ireland and a doctor who listens to the show, the recorded version of the show on the internet, because she works a lot of 12-hour shifts and is not able to tune in all the time to our live show. She said that she got her first paycheck with her new job. It was on her birthday. This is Dr. Leslie Woods. And she felt guided. She said she was compelled to contribute to the show. And she contributed $1,000, which is exactly what it costs for the airtime for this show each month. So what an amazing God-sended gift. But the amazing part about it is Dr. Leslie Woods had not heard the radio show. She did not know. Her mind was not moved. Her emotions were not moved or manipulated in any way by what we talked about here or by knowing the fact that I was fasting. She hadn't heard the show. So she was prompted from within just by the Holy Spirit and contributed within 24 hours of that fast. So, folks, I'm just reminding you again of the power and the blessed life that we have available when we align with the divine and allow for our support to come from that which we call God. We don't have to go the old way. And you know what? That doesn't work anymore. Forget about sacrifice in exchange for what you receive. We are able to step into all the great gifts that are available in life if we just align and trust and allow for that which we call God to bring through all these great blessings. Now, back to holistic living. So today, now that you know the beautiful testimony of the outcome of that fast, even within one day into it, and I want to thank all of you for sharing with the intention for that abundant support to come for this radio show. And I declare it for every month that this show be divinely, absolutely supported, and it be a testimony for those of you who are tuning in with us around 90 countries in the world. Now, let's talk a little bit about the health benefits as well of fasting. You know what? It's not just there to bring through manifestation of your highest needs that you're turning over to the Lord. Fasting also promotes detoxification in the physical body. So you get multi-level of benefits from going on a conscious fast. You know, processed foods contain lots of additives, and these additives become toxins in the body. And some of them promote the production of advanced glycogen and end products, which are very toxic. They're stored in fats, and fat is burnt by fasting, especially when it's prolonged. But at any rate, just know that when you start fasting, toxins will be released. I noticed myself getting a headache the second day of the fast, and I went, woo, good for us, because we're releasing toxins, okay? Often you'll get a headache as one of the symptoms of detoxing when your body is letting go of stored toxins from the cells, and the toxins move into your bloodstream, where your body then starts clearing them. They have to come to the surface. You know what? You have to connect with it to clear it. And as you know, that is applicable for more than just releasing toxins within the body. Toxic emotions, you have to connect with them to clear them. Toxic unforgiveness, toxic memories, toxic judgment, we have to connect with it to clear it. We have to see it. We have to feel it to heal it. So know that for those of you who've had a lot of gunk coming up in your life, know that this is the time of clearing and it is about healing. So I send you blessings and support with that. Know that you are joined by this whole global community of brothers and sisters who stand in love together as we progress through this journey. And we're releasing the old to step into the new. To step into the new, because that which we call God is moving on this planet in a way that's never happened before. And you know what the Bible says? The best wine was saved for last. The best wine has been saved for last. We have the greatest blessings in the history of mankind available now, even in the midst of what you might perceive as challenges on the planet. Remember, the toxins come out from the cells where they were hidden, and we feel them as they're being released. So the toxins of this planet are coming forward as well. Pray and stand in intention of loving release as these toxic energies come to the surface to be cleared, because that's what we're doing. We're stepping into the new. Now, the second benefit to health of fasting is it rests the digestive system. Okay, our digestive organs rest while we are fasting. The normal physiological functions continue, especially production of digestive secretions, but at reduced rates. So this exercise helps to maintain balance of fluids in the body, and the breakdown of food takes place at steady rates. Release of energy also follows a gradual pattern. Fasting, however, does not stop production of acids in the stomach. So for this reason, patients with peptic ulcers are advised to approach fasting with caution. Some experts believe they should not fast. I'm going to say that if you have peptic ulcers and you want to fast, then limit yourself to the type of fast that continues, not just a complete fast, that continues to give your stomach something to put those acids onto. You may do a thicker liquid fast like I started on the first day. Okay. Now, number three, fasting resolves inflammatory response. Okay. Now, we've talked before about the incredible effects of inflammation in the body and how much inflammation causes dis-ease in the body. So know that as you take steps to clear inflammation, you're clearing one of the greatest challenges that your body deals with, okay? Physically, arthritis is an inflammatory disease, okay? There's skin diseases like psoriasis that is from inflammation, and some experts assert that fasting may promote healing of inflammatory bowel diseases such as ulcerative colitis. So understand that this stuff affects your whole body, and clearing inflammation is powerful. And alongside that, I want you to know that there are anti-inflammatory diets that you can go on as well that help release inflammation in the body and bring more clarity. Okay, number four, fasting reduces your blood sugar. So it increases breakdown of glucose so that the body can get energy. It reduces production of insulin. This rests the pancreas. Glucagon is produced to facilitate the breakdown of glucose. The outcome of fasting is a reduction in blood sugar. Folks, do you know how prevalent diabetes has become around the whole planet? So understand that taking steps to help lower your blood sugar when your blood sugar has been tipping up to the high end can help you move away from that brink of crossing into diabetes, okay? So another powerful gift of fasting. Next is fasting increases fat breakdown. So the first response of the body to fasting is to break down glucose. When the store of glucose is exhausted, then ketosis begins. Okay, know that ketosis is a way that the body actually burns fat for energy. This is the breakdown of fats to release energy. So the fats stored in kidney and muscles are broken down to release energy. Okay, next is fasting corrects high blood pressure. Okay, fasting is one of the non-drug methods of reducing blood pressure. So those of you who have blood pressure that's high, know that fasting can help drop it down. It reduces the risk of atherosclerosis. Atherosclerosis is clogging of the arteries by fat particles. So during fasting, glucose and then later fat stores are used to produce the energy that you're using. Your metabolic rate is reduced during fasting. So the fear and flight hormones such as adrenaline and noradrenaline are also reduced. Now I want to tell you that after 2 days of fasting, I started feeling so peaceful in myself. You know, I get like a settling of the mind, and this would be why. Because some of these some of these type A personalities and stress life hormones like adrenaline and noradrenaline are reduced. A lot of us are running on adrenaline every day. We can get addicted to dramatic circumstances in life and just getting hyped up in our minds with the stresses of everyday life to where we're kicking in our adrenaline on a regular basis. And reducing those levels of adrenaline and noradrenaline in the body is very healthy. It helps to bring peace of mind as well, peace of mind and body. Okay, this keeps the metabolic steady. It keeps the metabolic rate steady and within healthy limits. And the benefit is a reduction in blood pressure, in addition to more peace of mind and ease. Okay, seventh benefit of fasting for the body is that fasting promotes weight loss. Now, most of you have heard about that. And you know, you see about it in the little women's magazines and your celebrities that are fasting for a crash diet for weight loss. But this is, you know, one of many benefits that often people aren't knowing about. Fasting promotes rapid weight loss. It reduces the stores of fats in the body. However, fasting is not a good weight loss strategy. Okay, reducing fat and sugar intake and increasing fruits and rest are better measures. So don't think of fasting as your new crash diet. Okay, it's not really going to be a healthy thing for you to do ongoing for weight loss. But moving into fasting knowledgeably and consciously and understanding all of the benefits of it for their higher intention is healthy as long as you do it with appreciation for what special needs your body has. Okay, fasting promotes a healthy diet. It's been observed that fasting reduces craving for processed foods. So it promotes the desire for natural foods, especially water and fruits. This is one way fasting promotes a healthy lifestyle. So can I just mention that, again, we talked about being addicted to adrenaline. We can be addicted to junky foods and stuff in our diet that isn't healthy. And fasting helps you release the craving for those things, including salt and sugar, as well as just unhealthy foods. You start to kind of peel off those layers and get back in touch with your true body's urges, which your body really desires healthy input. And you know what? So does your mind. If you went on a fast from that television set, I promise you, your mind would start craving things differently as well. Okay, but anyway, as far as the diet goes, letting go of all of your intake of regular foods for a limited period of time and taking in just fluids or juices will allow your body to get back in touch with what it really wants. So, listeners, we're going to take a break for just a minute to hear from one of our sponsors, which is a listening sponsor who actually produces her own amazing mists. So we'll be back with you in just a couple moments.
This is Judy Satori, and I want to talk to you today about some incredible new Harmony flower remedy mists that came to me quite by accident. You spray them on the back of your neck, and what they do is they support you in finding alignment with the life you would most love to create, because they help to clear all this karmic miasmic patterning that we all have and are all releasing at this time. So as you breathe in the mists, you'll find that the agitation, if you have anxiety, or the fear, if you have fear, or grief, if you have grief, these emotions, which are really unpleasant and are really only part of a release, they release. So I highly recommend them, and I found the meditation spray excellent.
To order your Creating Harmony Flower Essence Mist, go to creatingharmonyllc.com or call us on 980-202-1055. 980-202-1055 to order your own mist.
And
And welcome back. This is Dr. Leslie with the Dr. Leslie Show, Holistic Living and Wave of Fire. We are still talking about the benefits for health from fasting. Okay, so we've done 8 of 10. Now, number 9 is fasting boosts your immunity. When an individual is on a balanced diet in between fasts, this can boost immunity. Elimination of toxins and reduction in fat store also helps the body, which obviously happens when we're fasting. So when individuals take fruits to break a fast, they increase the body's store of essential vitamins and minerals. Now, I'm just going to say I didn't do that this time, but next time I fast, I'm going to actually come off the fast with just eating fruits, because I've learned now of the great benefits of increasing the body's store of these vitamins and minerals. Vitamin A and E are great antioxidants that are readily available in fruits, and can I say especially fruits that are really high in antioxidants are blueberries and raspberries. They help to boost immunity. Okay. And lastly, number 10, fasting may help overcome, listen to this one, addictions. Now, we've talked about fasting overcoming addictions to unhealthy food and addiction to adrenaline by causing us to go into more peace, getting rid of some of those stress hormones like adrenaline and noradrenaline and others, cortisol. And also that as we detox and fast, we start to crave a healthier diet, which is really good. But in addition to that, fasting directly can help overcome other addictions, okay? Some researchers show that fasting can help addicts reduce their cravings for nicotine, alcohol, caffeine, and other substance abuse. Although there's other regimens required to resolve addictions completely, fasting can play a role. Fasting can help. Now, brings to mind the question, how much of it is because we're getting out of our stress mode, moving more into where our peaceful parasympathetic response of the nervous system is kicking in, to where we don't feel the need for speed or slowing down or upliftment that we get from these substances, mind-altering substances that are so often what we get addicted to and are not healthy for the body. Okay, now despite these benefits, fasting has some demerits. It can cause reduction in body water called dehydration. And this may lead to headaches and even trigger migraines to people predisposed to migraines. And it can worsen heartburn and peptic ulcer. So make sure that you're being aware. When you fast, you need to drink more water than usual. I mean, really. And you know what? There are other things that you can do to help clear those toxins as they get brought to the surface. There's such a thing as detox foot baths. And in my practice, I do facilitate that as one of the therapies and healing modalities that we offer. It's called the BioCleanse, but it's a machine that ionizes the water when you have your feet in the water, and it causes the body to release toxins through the pores of the feet, so that when you are fasting, for example, and by the way, it'll cause your body to detox whether you're fasting or not, but it especially enhances the benefits of fasting, because when you fast and your body's releasing toxins into the bloodstream, this will cause your body to exit those toxins out a lot quicker. It pulls them straight out into the water. And not only that, there's far infrared saunas, okay? You can release toxins through the pores in your skin all over through your sweat or perspiration. So know that those are a couple of tools to back up your fasting and make it a lot smoother and more beneficial if you'd like, okay? Nursing mothers and malnourished people and individuals with cardiac arrhythmias, kidney or liver problems are advised not to go on a complete fast. Make sure you speak with your healthcare professional for advice on how to do that safely if you have these conditions. And you may want to go again on a limited fast that helps to keep your body a little bit more supported with nourishment during that time and just not solid foods. You can even have thick liquids for a time and it be beneficial. Okay, so that summarizes for our holistic living part of the show the great benefits to health on all levels of fasting. And again, mixing fasting with prayer. First of all, fasting raises your vibrational frequency, makes you more aligned with those higher frequencies of light, which is those of that which we call God. We already talked about Moses going up on the mountaintop and being with God, taking in those pillars, the tablets that had the Ten Commandments written on it. And when he came down, he was glowing so brightly that everybody had to, they put a bag over his head because it was blinding for people to look at him. He was emanating light because his frequency has raised to such a high level. He was beaming light, just like the saints that we see in paintings and angels and Christ who have halos around their head. When our frequency gets higher, we are moving into that communion with the goodness of that which we call God. So we are going to take a break here for just a moment. And when we come back, you're going to hear an interview between me and Helen Barnes. We're kicking in the wave of fire. Helen Barnes, who's going to be joining me next week on Interviews with Dr. Leslie, hosted by New Zealand The First Light, which is our new web internet television show for the United States. It's going to be Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. and in New Zealand it's going to be Thursday at 12:30 p.m. So we'll be back with you in just a moment with Helen Barnes.
Hi, this is Nami Neswitz, and I'm here to share with you about the spiritual attunement session I received from Dr. Leslie. I was a very needy person, and since having her assistance, I have had a huge breakthrough in my self-confidence, self-esteem, and ability to feel complete within myself. People are noticing how different I am without knowing I had done anything. I get comments from others asking, "What is different?" I smile and tell them, "Go see Dr. Leslie." I also receive guidance to my life path and clear answers to questions I had about my life from the Holy Spirit. If you are looking for clarity or a breakthrough in your life, I recommend you call Dr. Leslie for a spiritual attunement session today.
This is Dr. Leslie. If you want to release what's holding you back in life, get a deeper experience in your own spiritual walk, or to receive insights into patterns that have been occurring in your life, I can help. Consider me a phone line between you and heaven, and feel free to dial up for your God answers. Call me for your spiritual attunement session on 980-202-1055, or contact me through the website bridgeholistichealing.com. Again, that's 980-202-1055, 980-202-1055. Blessings and walk sacred. And we're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show on WGIV 103.3 FM and 1370 AM and tunein.com for those who are tuning in through the internet. Listeners, I've got a really amazing guest coming up right now. We are visiting with Helen Barnes from New Zealand. I want to tell you, Helen is a spiritual teacher, a healer, a channel, and an author. And what amazes me most about Helen is how she lives and works in a state of surrender. She's guided by that which we call God or spirit and lives her dream. Helen, welcome. Thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank you so much, Lizzie. It's lovely to be on the show.
Now, I just want to let the listeners know what we have going on. So you guys, Helen and I are going to be together on the internet next week. So this is where you can tune into us. And I'll remind you again at the end of this conversation, we are going to be on a webinar series. This is like an internet TV show, okay? For those of you in the U.S., it's going to show up on Wednesday evenings. For those of you in New Zealand, it's going to be Thursday at noontime. For those of you in all the other countries, you're going to have to look online and see what time it is in your own time zone, okay? And you can find how to register on my website, as you know, bridgeholistichealing.com,
on the radio page, and also on the New Zealand The First Light website, which this is how it's titled, nthefirstlight.com. Okay, and you will see how to register for this wonderful conversation that Helen and I are going to have on our new web show called Interviews with Dr. Leslie. Don't you love that? Interviews. So I'm going to be tapping into even more of Helen Barnes's interviews next week, Wednesday at 7 p.m. U.S. Eastern, and at 12 noon New Zealand on Thursday. Okay, so Helen, first of all, let us know a little bit about living your dream. I mean, what's that looking like for you right now?
Oh, well, living my dream is just, it's an amazing state of surrender, and it just allows me to flow with this beautiful ease and grace and to magnetize things to me. And what I mean by that is to just allow, work with the energy of allowing life to just come to me while I get out of the way. And when I say I get out of the way, I mean why my ego gets out of the way. Mm. So it's, for me, it's about living in my heart center and just really aligning with my soul, with my soul's truth, and then just letting life flow, letting the universe bring me everything, bring me all the magic, and it's just wonderful.
Now, you've been living quite an adventurous wonderland kind of path for a while. I've heard through the grapevine that you've kind of been riding that magic carpet for a little while, Helen. Tell us a bit about what your journey has looked like.
Yeah. Well, you know, for me, there was an awakening, quite a sudden awakening for me. And from that point on, I felt this kind of urge within me. And it wasn't a need. It was just an urge. It was like a deep knowing, I suppose, within me that there was something there was a path to follow. And it was an adventure. And I understood it was going to be an adventure. And so at some point, I can remember saying to God or to Spirit, you know, yes, I'll do this. I'll do it. I'll walk this path. And from the moment I said that, it really started to manifest magical events. And of course, one of the most amazing events was I ended up living in Egypt, married to this gorgeous young man. Living in Egypt just opened up a whole new world for me in terms of sound, which is one of the things I do as I work with sound healing and the language of light. And, you know, then, you know, that came to an end, and I flowed back to New Zealand, Aotearoa, and now I'm back here. And so, you know, it's about just, for me, living the adventure and living my dream is just about living with my passion. You know, everything is within me, and everything is within all of our listeners. And this is some of the stuff I want to share, you know, and when you find your passion, I always say you never go to work again.
Isn't that the truth? Okay, so when we find our passion, we're just having a blissful, incredible time all the time and bringing in abundance with that as well, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Because, you know, the universe doesn't wish us to have any form of lack or any need, you know, that we don't need anything. The universe will supply everything. We just have to be open and allow it and just, you know, really move from that place. And it is all about moving from the heart-centered place. You know, there is a very significant difference between the ego personality and the heart-centered truth. And so in our interviews, you know, I'd like to explore that more with you, because it is a very significant place. And, you know, so many people, the ego personality, you know, we're running on conditioned belief. You know, we're running on what we think other people think we should do. And we live our life from should. And there are no should in the universe is concerned. You know, find your passion and everything will be supplied to you. And there's, you know, that's the ease and grace again.
Isn't that something? The Bible says, knock and the door will be opened unto you. You know, ask and it will be given. So we certainly, isn't this tied up with trust somewhere, Helen?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it is like handing your life over. You know, and for a lot of people who are used to controlling everything, and control comes from anxiety, and anxiety comes from early, you know, early conditioning and programming. And, you know, so a lot of people have trouble to let go. This is like let go and let God.
Absolutely.
And so, yes, trust is a big part of it. And I often say to people, you know, trust is not something that necessarily it will turn on like a light bulb overnight, but it's something that, that slowly, the more you trust, the more that you allow, you know, and you just go into these deeper levels of trust. And I also have a little gem to share. I trusted and then something went wrong, you know, and so I closed down again. But you see, in the moment they closed down, all they did was learn to distrust again.
Uh-huh.
So when we trust, we must trust more and trust more, because we do get little kind of challenges along the way, you know, to deal with. But at the end of the day, the more we move into trust, then at some point we just open up our world, and that's when the adventure really begins.
Oh, the adventure. So let's go back to this, the interviews show with you on Wednesday night U.S. time, Thursday at noon New Zealand time. What keys or tools will we be able to take away from that show? Those that decide, yes, I'm going to invest. By the way, listeners, it is $10 New Zealand, which is going to be around $8 U.S. for that webinar to glean some of the amazing gifts that Helen Barnes has to bring about living your dream. And by the way, that's the name of the topic on the show, is living your dream. So what are we going to come away from the show with as far as being able to step more fully into living our dream, Helen?
Well, obviously, I'll be sharing some knowledge, and knowledge and knowing are two different things, but I'll be sharing some understanding rather than knowledge. I'll be sharing some understanding of this. Now, what happens is that when we get a knowing, when something resonates with us within our being, we get what I call an energetic shift in consciousness. So we actually move into it. So energetically, when we hear this, these words, and these words resonate within us as truth, there's the shift. And once that energetic shift happens, we can start to be the change. We can start to be it. So there will be that happening, because I am a healer, and so any conversation I have with people carries a healing energy. Now, just let me make clear, when I say I'm a healer, I don't heal anybody, but I do bring through universal energies that help people to link with their own divine aspect, and that is what creates the healing. So there will be some outcomes for people, like energetic shifts, but also just a few tools. I will give listeners a couple of exercises that they can take away after the interview and use on an everyday basis to just align more with their soul, and to also invoke the energy of passion. There is almost like it's an energetic exercise where we stand with our feet on the earth and draw up the passion, the energy from the core of, you know, of Gaia, of Mother Earth. And so there will be some exercises, but there will be definitely the potential of an energetic shift.
Oh, this sounds so powerful. I've just got kind of chills riveting on my skin when you were talking about that. So what comes to mind is really heaven on earth, connecting with the Holy Spirit and that higher divine guidance, and surrendering ourselves to that, as well as pulling up our passion and intention from the earth, like grounding ourselves and really juicing up that energy for what we intend. This sounds amazing, Helen. So we're going to go away with some practical keys then, some exercises to do at home to help actually shift our own energy into alignment to create the life of our dreams. This sounds like amazing gifts you're bringing.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, everything I teach or pass on to others, I've practiced myself, and I know it works, you know, and so it's always a great pleasure and honor to just a privilege, really, to be able to share what I have learned by just, you know, surrendering. And if others can do that and find the joy that I've found, then that's a huge gift to me as well.
Well, this is awesome. And Helen, I just want to acknowledge you for walking the talk. There's a lot of people talking out there, but I want to acknowledge you for actually demonstrating in your personal life that which you're teaching and being that which you're talking about. It's a blessing to us, because I know that we learn by others' example far more than what they have to say. So you being that energy is helping us to get there too. So thanks for bringing all that.
Thank you.
Now, so listeners, I want to tell you, you can contact Helen Burns and learn more about what she's up to also on her website, which is www.keyoflifemysteries.com. Again, that's keyoflifemysteries.com for more on Helen Burns. And don't forget to sign up for this week's upcoming webinar, the interview show with Helen Burns and her bringing through keys and practical exercises we can do to align ourselves to live the life of our dreams. Go ahead and sign up for the show on nzthefirstlight.com or our radio site, which is bridgeholistichealing.com, on the radio page. So we look forward to seeing you there. Helen, I look forward to seeing you there too. We'll see you on Wednesday, our time, Thursday, your time.
Lovely. I really look forward to exploring.
And we're back to the live broadcast. Again, that was Helen Burns from New Zealand. And listeners, thanks for your patience in us having Helen on a recorded interview. Why? Because right now it's like 3 o'clock in the morning for Helen, and we just wanted to honor her peaceful sleep and let her not get up to speak with us live at 3 a.m. So I want to make one correction to that conversation, and that is that the show that's going to be on the web is actually going to be starting at 6:30 Eastern Time in the U.S. and at 12:30 in the afternoon on Thursday in New Zealand. So Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., which is Thursday at 12:30 p.m. in New Zealand. So this is a live broadcast. And know that when you go on to it, you can interact. So you can write your questions in for Helen, and she'll answer you directly as well, okay, while we're on there. So the reason that time change happened for that web TV show is because I realized that we are having our own time change here in the United States on Sunday. So we're moving back into standard time instead of daylight time, and so our time difference from New Zealand will be a bit different. So we've made a compromise on that time. Anyway, look forward to having you join us with Helen Burns. Now, I have another special guest coming on live today, and this is someone who's been traveling and teaching and bringing through gifts of healing and facilitation for some years. This is Reverend Jesse Witcher. He's an ordained minister and a graduate of Lily Dale's Fellowship of Spirit School and of Spiritual Healing and Prophecy. He's a certified Reiki master teacher, a gifted healer, a healing facilitator, a counselor, and holistic educator with the gift of prophecy. So Jesse's a founder and president of Holistic Arts, which is a metaphysical and self-growth practice based in Buffalo, New York. For over 10 years, he's operated a yearly school that has helped hundreds of people open up to their own healing and their own spiritual gifts. Now, Jesse's currently planning to lead his own holistic tour to the Hawaiian Islands in the winter of 2014. So you might be interested. I'm very excited about hearing about that, and I'm going to talk to my husband about maybe us taking a little vacation. So Jesse is also a classical singer and a voice teacher who studied in the Eastman School of Music, the New England Conservatory of Music's prestigious opera program, and also in Vienna, Austria, and Milan, Italy. So we welcome now Reverend Jesse Witcher. Jesse, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Leslie.
Now, you are traveling and facilitating right now, aren't you?
I am. I'm currently teaching workshops in energy healing and spiritual studies in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. So you're helping. You know, I just want to explain that for a minute. So, folks, you know, I know that we have a lot of healing facilitators who are in our listening audience. So our community has a lot of healing facilitators already. For those of you who this conversation is new for, just understand we've talked about energy and how everything is made of energy. energy in the physical body is built on an energetic template. Energy healing, in, you know, you could see that as a method of the Holy Spirit moving through your own hands and field to bring a healing and alignment with another. You know, if we move into the scientific perspective, Jesse, how would you explain energy healing from a more scientific perspective of actually what's going on with that field of energy when we interact with it?
Sure. Well, science tells us that all things are made of energy. Even the things that look very solid, like the chair we're sitting on or our bodies themselves, are actually mostly comprised of space. And these spaces are filled with fields. The particles that we can physically observe are interconnected by fields of energy. And what an energy healer does is become mindfully present to those fields, their vibration, their quality and state, and how they move. And simply by the energy of the act of witnessing, those energy fields begin to align themselves in healthier, more balanced, more productive patterns.
Now, wait just a minute. You said simply by the act of witnessing the field. So
correct.
Are you saying that in your methods of energy healing facilitation, that as we consciously, knowingly observe that field, we're actually bringing about alignment within it just by looking at it?
Exactly. Exactly. When we simply bear witness to the balanced, holistic, harmonious state of beingness, this is what manifests in our energy fields, in our physical bodies, our mind, our hearts, and our spiritual sense, and ultimately in the world around us.
That's amazing. Wow. So just by, you know what, isn't that something that I've often said, you have to feel it to heal it. But I haven't said before, when we see it, when we look at it, when we observe it, it starts to align and heal itself automatically.
Correct. Wayne Dyer, who is a famous holistic speaker, he's famous for saying, when we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change. And I feel, and from my experience, have come to understand that on a physical level, on a scientific quantum physical level, that is actually what's happening.
That's awesome. That's just amazing. So, just while we're on that topic for a minute, Reverend Jesse, can you share with us some of the most profound observations you've had in your years of healing work and teaching? Can you tell us of anything that comes to mind of a kind of a standout situation that was just a profound type of healing that you observed?
Of course, of course. I witnessed many miracles, and that's really the best word I can use to describe it, whether it be from spiritual or a scientific perspective. These are things that unfold instantly before one's eyes. And though I don't understand the science completely, I'm not a scientist. Simply as a spiritual practitioner, I've seen these things happen over and over again to understand that this is a miracle you can almost begin to expect when you engage with these energy fields for healing and empowerment. So I remember I believe it was Palm Sunday, we had a special Reiki healing session, which is a kind of hands-on healing that I do, for a person who for the past 20 years has been suffering from an undiagnosable or kind of between diagnoses disease of having the shooting pains of multiple sclerosis plus the shakes of Parkinson's. And this man was coming to receive a healing and an attunement for his Reiki certification. He was learning to do energy healing himself. And I was doing this energy healing for him. He was sitting in a chair, and his hands were shaking like a leaf in the wind. It was such a sorry thing to see. And he could tell he was in obvious pain just from his conditions. He was wearing a neck brace, and he later confessed to me that he thought he would have to get up from that chair and leave the room. He was in so much pain.
Mm-hmm.
So in the course of doing this healing attunement for this man, it felt like there was this barrier, this almost wall of resistance between the energy work I was doing with my hands and his body. And there was this moment of grace where this wall seemed to just disappear and the energy just fell in. It was almost a physical feeling of the energy dropping into his body. And where a moment before his hands were shaking, they became perfectly still. Where a moment before his face was in a grimace of pain, there's wonderful smile came across his face, and his whole body, his whole being just relaxed in his chair. And he went home later that night, and he said, while he had been on 8 painkillers a day, 8 horse pills is what he called them, every day for the past 20 years, this night he went home and he took half of a pill just as a precaution because he didn't want the pain to come back, but his pain was gone. And the next day he came back in and he said, what I've been suffering from for 20 years is gone. His wife called us up and says, thank you so much, you're giving me my husband back.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So
it was a remarkable story.
That is fascinating. So this just brings up for me a question. And by the way, I want to talk to you more about this at length because my father has Parkinson's disease.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And he was the main reason that I originally started looking towards moving back to the United States is to help support my father as he's going through what he's going through. But this is my question. What do you feel is causes a healing to be something lasting for a person when we understand that the physical expression and the imbalances that are coming forward actually have a consciousness imbalance behind them, and they're actually being the demonstration of, let's say, a deeper imbalance or emotional incompletion within us? What causes, I mean, I can understand how we can interrupt that and cause a field to shift to a higher frequency for a moment. What causes those times when it's lasting? Is there some way that the consciousness behind it is able to shift and be released when it's being facilitated by someone else?
Well, that's certainly the hope and intention of facilitating healing for a person. Mm-hmm. My experience is that what an energy healer does is create a field of energy that invites the person to release beyond negative energy patterns and to open up and to flow into newer and healthier energy patterns.
Mm.
So it's creating an auspicious field, which is really an energetic invitation in which that transition is most likely to occur. And a person, either on conscious or unconscious levels, can release into that open space, that energized space, and they can experience that miracle in an instant. Of course, what helps that miracle to be lasting and life-changing is when they take that opportunity on a moment-by-moment, breath-by-breath basis, and they make the changes that suggests for their lives, where perhaps in the past they were holding on to negative beliefs, negative patterns, negative habits of living. This is an invitation and a reinforcement to let go of some of those things and simply release that natural flow of healing and ultimately happiness that comes in.
I'm just speechless. I'm sitting here for a moment. That's the most beautiful, unexpected explanation. It just brings tears to my eyes. I'm actually thinking about the stories in the Bible where Jesus brought about spontaneous, miraculous healings for people. And as you say this, what comes to my imagination is actually an energetic invitation for them to, in a way, be born again of spirit, like birthed out of those lower frequency and negative patterns that they were holding, releasing that and being born again, in the words of Jesus, into that higher frequency that is more attuned with that which we call God, where they're actually holding those higher frequencies of joy and faith and unconditional love, as opposed to the lower ones of judgment and condemnation and resentment or unforgiveness, so to speak.
Indeed. We hold on to our pains, our negativity, our grudges for good reason. We think we need these on a certain level to protect us, to defend us, to fight for and guarantee the goodness we want in our lives. But so many times we find that our defenses and the patterns we've been doing to get goodness are actually working against us in the long run. So to release beyond that pattern, whether it be in a personal way, in a relationship way, in a societal way, very often feels dangerous. It feels almost like we're on the door of death. And so it reminds me very often of the prayer of St. Francis. It's in pardoning that we're pardoned. It's in dying that we're born to eternal life. I think when we approach that threshold with faith, with hope, and with a real humble service to the goodness and the fullness of life that was, of course, our invitation from the Bible and from Jesus, I think when we face that fear of death and then step beyond it, truly, as was modeled for us by Christ himself, we're born to eternal life. And the healing can take place in a way that's permanent, in a way that's full of grace, in a way that fulfills our best intentions, both human as well as spiritual.
This is such a blessing. Reverend Jesse, I'm so moved by what you're saying here. And I'm actually having my own, I feel like I'm having revelations come through as you're speaking it. Because it's, you know, this sounds like a shift of moving. This is where Jesus was talking about faith. And where Jesus went into his own hometown, it said few miracles could be worked by him. He was really limited because of the lack of faith, the lack of belief. And it sounds like what you're describing is a shift out of fear, a spontaneous release from fear in that defense mode and survival mode into faith, from fear to faith or trust, which is love. And
indeed. And when we take our own healing as really a humble service and charity, not just to our life, but to the world around us, our relationships, our societies, and ultimately a gift of gratitude to our Creator, I think it gets us beyond the personalization of pain. It gets us beyond that vital intensity of our fears and really helps us to take that leap of faith into a place of healing, into a place of growth, and ultimately into a place of grace.
How awesome. What a beautiful message and being that you are being, Reverend Jesse. Now, as we sign off today, I just want to thank you so much for bringing yourself onto the show and giving us your time and gifts. Can you let us know how people can contact you if they would like to follow where you're going to be and possibly line themselves up for your holistic tour in Hawaii or some of your spiritual healing teachings?
Wonderful. Some information can be found online simply by doing a web search for Reverend Jesse Whisher. Holistic classes are listed online as well as information about my coming tour to Hawaii. To contact me directly, you could email my address, which is holisticarts, HOLISTICARTS, that's one word, at hotmail.com. You could reach me also at my voicemail at my office, which is 716-821-1404. And to find out more information specifically about my tour to Hawaii, the tour group is called Tree of Life Tours, and that is being advertised on WordPress, which is a blog site, and that has some wonderful pictures and descriptions about one of the most beautiful and life-giving places I know, which are the islands of Hawaii.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, listeners, you know how to contact Reverend Jesse now if you want to move forward and receive more of the gifts that he's bringing. Thank you, Jesse, and we send you blessings and have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much, Leslie, and to you and your listeners.
Thank you. So, listeners, as we close the show today, I have an announcement to make for you. I am going to be facilitating at the Spirit of Alara. This is the Wellness Center in Mooresville, North Carolina, at 155 Joe Knox Road, a week from tomorrow. That is November the 9th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. This is the beginning of the Awakening Your Inner Voice series, which is three different monthly presentations. I invite you to come. You don't have to go to everyone. You can go to any of them independently or go to each, to all three if you'd like. This first one is clearing. So it is clearing what's needed to be cleared to enable you to speak your truth from the heart, but also clearing the runway for allowing more gifts to come through. This hands-on workshop will bring awareness of what mental, emotional, and energetic blockages are in the way of your soul's voice soaring with clarity and grace. Once this awareness is found, clearing will occur through shifting your mind into higher perception, connecting with old, undigested emotions that have been stuck in the body-mind, and working the powerful gifts of forgiveness, gratitude, and love. So clearing is healing, and on this day, part one of Awakening Your Inner Voice, you will peel a number of layers of the onion skin to move closer to your true core essence and being who you were born to be, allowing her pure, true voice to be opened. This open voice allows for deeper communion with heaven and with earth. So again, if you want to come on board, it's going to be November the 9th from 1 to 5 at the Spirit of Alara, 155 Joe Knox Road. For more information and to register, contact me directly, 980-202-1055. Listeners, what a wonderful visit it's been today. We send you with blessings and love. Look forward to joining again. And remember that you are never alone. You are always loved and all is well. Walk sacred. If you would like to make a donation to help keep the Dr. Leslie Show on the air, we receive your help with humility and deepest gratitude. Thank you for giving. Your giving opens you to richly receive into your life. If you'd like to advertise or donate to help this show, check out our website, bridgeholistichealing.com. That's Bridge Holistic with an H, healing.com. Or for more info, call me on 980-202-1055. That's 980-202-1055. Brothers and sisters, remember, you are loved. All is well. And you are never alone. See you next week on the Dr. Leslie Show.
WGIV Pineville, Charlotte, WGCD Chester.
Charlotte, Gastonia, right here. This is WGIV 103.3 FM.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
WGIV 103.3 FM. The soul. The soul of Charlotte.
It sounds like a perfect solution.
Everybody get up.